This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Stand by. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers?
So do I.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this live, worldwide, Tuesday edition, the 15th day of December, 2015. We have Wayne Madsen joining us, investigative journalist with big breaking news on the campaign trail. Michael Springman, former head of the Jeddah visa section, to deal with all the visa news, how terrorists and others are being given visas into the United States coming up. We have California's, one of its largest schools, shut down today because of unspecified terrorist threat that supposedly came over that references the TV show Homeland. And also, New York schools are looking at shutting down right now. Talk about the wicked flee when none pursue. They open the borders up, bring in the terrorist, and then we become a basically catatonic fetal position society, teaching our children how to get in fetal positions and be shot in the head. So that is all coming up. But first, John Bowne looks at the big assault, the middle class, the ladder out of being poor so you can be independent, being destroyed.
President Obama's record-breaking national debt.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
Increasing Obamacare tax penalties and premiums, blue-collar depleting trade deals, and overall Zelensky-esque tactics are demolishing the American middle class. As we near the finish line of Obama's two terms, the only change we've experienced is a totalitarian transformation of the presidential office begun by his criminal counterparts that have continuously seized the throne since JFK was gunned down in Dallas. Breitbart reports Pew Research found that the share of American adults living in middle-income households has fallen from 61% in 1971 to 50% in 2015. The share living in the upper-income tier rose from 14% to 21% over the same period. Meanwhile, the share in the lower-income tier increased from 25% to 29%. Manufacturing accounted for 26% of employed adults in 1971, compared with 11% in 2014. A Gallup poll discovered that since the year 2000 through 2008, 10% of middle class to upper middle class of Americans transferred into the lower class. 62% of Americans have under $1,000 in savings. Meanwhile, Obamacare will raise the penalty next year by 50% for not participating to $1,000. Just to make sure that anybody struggling can't get ahead.
So their goal has always been to eliminate the middle class, raise taxes, give away their health care to poor and illegals, flood the country with immigrants, degrade our position abroad, do everything they can to eliminate the foundation of what supports the free market system, and that is the only threat to their having a permanent hold on power. The goal is to keep a permanent hold on power.
When I grew up, I guess it was years before you grew up, but we had a country of middle-class families who had intact nuclear families. That is, the mother and father were married to each other and raising their own children in one household. And now that's just the minority of people in our country. But the nuclear family was a self-contained economic unit. They spent their own money, made their own decisions, decided how they were going to raise their children.
The now pseudo-privileged, financially doomed millennial generation has proclaimed the death of the American dream, according to a Harvard poll. blindly throwing their collective votes towards the socialist promises of Bernie Sanders out of total desperation. The millennial generation workforce still makes up 40% of the unemployed. This generation will overtake the baby boomer generation as the nation's largest living population, approaching 75 million strong. A generation that will inherit the mind-controlling PC culture, dwindling middle-class numbers, Obamacare penalties and rate hikes, and crippling student debt. If you thought the middle class was in trouble now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club.
and you ain't in it.
You said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And that's George Carlin, another great intro produced by InfoWars' own Darren McBreen, bringing us in to this live Tuesday, the 15th day of December, global broadcast. Hard to believe, again, that 2015 is almost over, but in just 15 and a half days, it will be history, and we will plunge into 2016, and even more critical developments will clearly unfold as we plunge into world government. You see, George Carlin was talking about how the owners, the globalists, wanted dumbed down, mindless, poor servants decades ago. But the decision has been made, and it's been in Wired Magazine, in the New York Times, in the Financial Times of London, and in books by Ray Kurzweil, and in articles by Bill Joy, and now it's pretty much in the news every day what I was talking about 18, 19 years ago. The global architects are building a planet and building a world system meant to phase out 90%+ of humanity as we know it. Now, that's the public numbers. Deeper internal discussions are about exterminating all humans and a few mega super elites battling for control of the new AI consciousness over who will become God. Ray Kurzweil is an atheist. He says he doesn't believe in God yet. Now, whether you believe they're going to be able to do this or not, this is their idea. This is what they're pushing. This is what they want. This is what they discuss. Elon Musk is in the news, and I'm not saying he's one of the bad ones. He's probably one of the better elites because he's new money. He's saying, hey, there's going to be a third world war. That we're probably going to kill the planet. We got to get space bases now. We got to get to Mars now. Headline, Elon Musk worries third world war would ruin Mars mission. Buddy, the weapons the Pentagon's got now, they're not even sure because they can't test them. Might blow up the whole solar system. A-bombs were developed, the idea, the formulae, in 1900 by Max Planck. We're not in 1900. You can blow up whole cities in 1900 with the equations. The equations now blow up whole solar systems. It's called antimatter weapons. And it makes a hydrogen bomb look like a tinker toy, look like a dart gun that a five-year-old has that, you know, shoots rubber darts at the stained glass window. And the Air Force admits they've developed antimatter weapons. It's kind of like Putin will leak some nuclear submarine torpedo that can take out U.S. cities. He'll leak it on accident last month. Well, the Pentagon's leaked antimatter weapons. The only problem is they can't control them and they can't test them. And they have equations where they think they know what they'll do. Now, let's go ahead and just mention what's coming up in the news today. I think that's probably important to do right up front. Michael Springman, who headed up the U.S. Visa Department in Saudi Arabia, who exposed that they were ordered to let the hijackers into the United States and were told that they were CIA officers, not just assets, but members of the CIA. The book is Visas for Al-Qaeda, CIA handouts that rocked the world. We sell the book at InfoWarsStore.com, I would add. And why is that guest so important? I'll explain that in a moment. Then Wayne Madsen with big election news joins us in the third hour. Ja'Kari Jackson will be hosting the fourth hour today, and he's got a big show he's developing. So before he comes on, I'll give you a rundown of what's coming up in the fourth hour. Then tonight, we'll have at least 3 hours of live coverage, and I intend to be part of the coverage tonight of the final Republican debate of 2015 from Las Vegas, Nevada. The big showdown between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. The media hyping it like a heavyweight championship. Ted Cruz has basically had a couple knockouts, a couple technical knockouts, and has been knocked out himself. And then Donald Trump has the equivalent of like 20 knockouts and is a heavyweight champion if you want to compare their poll numbers. But they're billing Cruz as if he's surging and could beat Trump because they want that to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. I like Ted Cruz overall. I like 95% of what he stands for. Same thing with Donald Trump. There's some things I don't like. But I'll tell you, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, or Donald Trump are leagues, levels, dimensions, light years better than a Hillary Clinton, a Bernie Sanders, or a Jeb Bush. I will not vote for any of those people, and I will support third party move. Because a Hillary getting in would be better than a Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush gets in, everybody goes sleepy time like Sleeping Beauty, and the whole agenda gets rammed through and we're done. He's roping borders, taking our guns, you name it. But a lot of Republicans just want to feel like they're on a winning team. They will go into sleeping time. They will go bye-bye. Hillary gets in. She's got so much baggage, so much corruption, Benghazi, all the rest of it, that she will get impeached. She will get destroyed. I know they'll play the whole feminine card that, oh, you don't like women. No, I love women. And I love women in positions of power if they're not criminal, scumbag, crazy people. And Hillary Clinton is probably one of the most evil women that has ever lived. What she did to Libya, what she's done to so many other countries, what she did with the banker bailouts, how they engineered that when Clinton was in. I mean, Clinton was running around having sex with women all day and hanging out with world leaders. And I'm not saying he was a good guy. He was horrible. But Hillary was actually in there honchoing stuff. Hillary was basically president when Bill was in. She's the one that really calls the shots, that calls for the murders, that calls, you know, covers up the rapes, that sells the missile secrets, that runs the State Department with billions of dollars coming in to give dictators weapons. I mean, she really is anathema to anything good and decent. So that's coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. There'll be a big link at the top of Infowars.com, a big banner, a big chevron or symbol or logo up in the right-hand corner that you click to and go to a page where there'll be a free feed of the InfoWars Expanded Nightly News. It'll go for at least 3 hours, probably 7 to 10 tonight. I intend to be doing live reports just so it has a different flair from my home office. During the reports, I will be Skyping in to the show to comment. Joe Biggs will be going over Twitter and Facebook comments. So will Darren McBreen from one of the other studios. Ja'Kari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, and others will be in here in the studio along with Rob Dube. And, again, it will be the debate, but we talk over it, about half of it, and analyze it in live time. That's how we can legally and lawfully do it, is because we are not entertainment. We are news gathering. And we're going to be analyzing the debate, the media propaganda, the spin, the questions in live time. Nobody else does this. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time tonight. And we also do analysis of State of the Union, many other events. Others do that. All right, that said, Michael Springman, who headed up the U.S. Visa Department in the main Saudi Arabian office, will be joining us, author and constitutional lawyer, because look at these bombshells. Immigration officials prohibited from looking at visa applicants' social media, where they were saying, I'm going to carry out a jihad, I've been in terror training camps, I pledge allegiance to ISIS. Folks, that's just not true. They track everything our reporters do. We try to go cover jihad camps. Homeland Security's there, calling our folks up and telling them exactly where they are on what highway, because they're tracking their phones in real time. They're tracking the vehicles in real time. They're tracking the car with license plate reading cameras. It's total horse manure. They are tracking. When they say they don't track, that's a lie. They had FBI agents on them, the both of them, 2 years ago, tracking them for a year, and the Justice Department almost indicted them. It came out in the news last week, and it was looking at criminal charges against them, basically, and shut their investigation down. The White House protects these people. This is part of a plan. U.S. visas continue to be handled by foreign contractors. Wayne Madsen, Infowars.com story. That ties in with this, the Hill story. Here's another one, the biggest. Hackers trace ISIS Twitter accounts back to Internet addresses linked to the Department of Work and Pensions, the U.K. government. And it's not just that they're in there using them. That's a government front. The British government runs ISIS. It's well known.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
coming up in the next segment, I'm going to drill into the fact that Congress has been grilling DHS over the fact that the no-fly list is a total fraud, and the North Carolina governor and others are coming out saying the feds won't tell us where or who they're bringing in to the United States, and then they just disappear, even the ones that don't have visas. This is deliberate. That's coming up in the next segment. Immigration officials prohibited from looking at visa applicant social media. See, I knew ISIS was going to be big when they let them recruit in the U.S., the U.K., Germany, and let them fly in and out of the countries, and then tried a couple of years ago to go, oh, jihad fighters are actually good. We need to rehabilitate them and bring them back into our countries. Because they were trying to PR. Hey, how do we bring al-Qaeda back in? You know, it's our proxy army. How do we fool folks? Well, we'll just say we're going to rehabilitate them. When you give them TOW missiles and Stinger missiles and the rest of it, and then you bring them back, let select groups blow stuff up, and then you set up bigger homeland security systems to take all of our rights. You declare martial law in many countries of Europe, and you arrest the conservative party leaders like Le Pen that don't want to bring them in. But like I said, that's coming up in the next segment, because hackers trace ISIS back to the U.S. government. That is mainstream news, the U.K. Daily Mirror. Isn't that just special? Isn't that just cupcake cute? And, of course, Turkey buys the oil, and the United States bombs the Syrian military bases, and the Turks attack with artillery, and then they set up there and say, oh, we're battling ISIS. Yeah, you're their Air Force. And Turkey's now been in Iraq for a week and a half. They've invaded Iraq. They're bombing and attacking, blowing up Iraqi military, blowing up Kurds. Yeah, it's just not even in our news. I mean, it's in the back of the paper. Just, oh, hey, Turkey invaded. Because with the Russians and the Iranians, the Iraqis are beating al-Qaeda. You know them as ISIS. Said I'd cover this next segment. I just start talking about it. I have trouble not getting into it because it is such a raging ridiculousness. It is so unbelievable that our government started all this, destabilized Iraq, invaded Syria, blew up Libya, overthrew Egypt, and then our allies murdered every Christian they could get their hands on and blew up hundreds of churches, crucified Christians upside down, burned them in public, hung them, chopped their heads off, and threw hundreds of homosexuals off high rooftops. That's how you're supposed to kill them, I guess, in some Islamic idea, in front of people on TV, and not a word from Anderson Cooper, the gay rights activist from the CIA. He would just get up there and talk about how fabulous the demonstrators were and how fabulous their revolution was. This is who our government wants to put in? People that throw homosexuals? See, I'm not supposed to say homosexual. I'm supposed to talk like Anderson Cooper tells me to, not say heterosexual, not say homosexual. I'm supposed to adopt all of his language, straight gay. Melissa Harris Perry, Darth Vader's racist, brown bags are racist. When all the real stuff goes on, see, ISIS executes 10 in public for being homosexual, including boy, age 15. Yeah, that's just the latest. Throwing them off rooftops. That was just one little execution. Not a word from Gloria Steinem. If you don't teach your five-year-old how to be a homosexual, you're against gay people, according to these folks. But if you want to mutilate women, blow up churches, throw people off, now that's kind of cute. But then coming up, I just want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year coming up, because I used to hear this war on Christmas stuff 10 years ago and didn't believe it. And now they're taking the nativity signs out of people's own yards. People's churches are getting sued, not just government buildings. And now New York City elementary principal bans Christmas, Thanksgiving, Pledge of Allegiance. This is being reported on by New York Daily News, you name it, with a straight face. We definitely can't say Christmas. You can't say it. See, now it's extended to your free speech. Of course you can say it. Nothing with Christmas on it. Nothing with Santa, who's not even Christian. He's a elf. And they have, the principal has banned it, saying, you know, the foreigners don't like it, but they can have all their celebrations. And meanwhile, student gets 6 months suspension for saying black women are not hot. in a response to a chat board where reportedly black students were saying that white people were hillbillies that have sex with their family members and have small genitals. And the school actually said, blacks are allowed to say that, whites can't even respond, and he was suspended for 20 months. When they proved that, 21 months, excuse me, when they proved that it was the black students doing it first, they said, well, they're allowed to, but your suspension is only 6 months. How do you like that? It's only going to get better, folks, because this country is rotting like a big, fat, dead fish in the summer heat.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's be clear. I'm not saying there isn't radical Islamic terror. What I'm saying is it's 100% proven in disgusting detail. In fact, it's not 100% proven, it's 360 proven. Because 100% is kind of a one- or two-dimensional statement, depending on how you look at it. We've proven that Western criminal governments are running radical Islamic terror cells worldwide from a 360 perspective. And they've been caught working with Shiite terrorists back to the 1970s and before as well, but not running them. But when you talk about Sunni, Wahhabist, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Countries like that, 100% Western run and controlled and funded and protected. In fact, again, the proper term is 360. The whole thing, from every angle, like a 3D model, the creation, the funding, the training, the protection, the funding of the madrasas, the opening of the doors, the blocking the FBI, MI6, MI5 from stopping them, going after activists and journalists that expose them. You want all hell to break loose, try actually investigating radical jihadis in your country. The feds come after you instantly. And they're, we apologize, we don't want to do this. It's not going to go well if you keep... higher-ups have said, don't look into this. And what has come out from the San Bernardino attacks 2 weeks ago? The feds were directly on them. They knew where they'd been trained. They knew what they were planning. And they were threatened by the Justice Department and investigated and looked at for being fired and criminal charges. Two different agents with the FBI, several with another DHS agency. It's all DHS to begin with. That was in mainstream news last week, and that the FBI was told to get up for the first 2 days and say there's no terror relation connection until it turned out the FBI went to the president and said, we are a laughing stock. The bombs, the training, the tactical gear, the witnesses, they pledged allegiance on Facebook to ISIS. We look like idiots. And the president was losing all credibility and cratering in the polls, so he had to go on Sunday night and say he was going to respond to it by taking your Second Amendment away. And that he would defeat ISIS. And then yesterday comes out in a speech and goes, we will continue the same policies that we had before, which is doing nothing. So I'm going to go over this here in just a moment. And while all of this is happening, House Republicans are having to propose a resolution defending Christmas because all over the country, they're actually telling people in public schools and colleges, you can't have a tree in your dorm. You can't have one in your room. You can't even talk about Christmas. You can't hand out Bibles. You have no free speech. But everyone else does. You can't hand out constitutions. I have seen more than 20-plus colleges in the last year, I see it every week or so, arrest students that hand out pocket constitutions. Everybody else is allowed to hand out whatever they want. If it's seen as Americana or part of the American culture, it is banned. People go, this is outrageous. It's over the top. It's totalitarian. It's authoritarian. Why are they doing this? They're supposed to be liberal. They're not liberals. They're power grabbing. They're taking us a trillion miles, hoping we only battle back 500 billion. They'll still have us 500 billion miles down a black hole. They know what they're doing. They are a scientific military operation. Putin's come out and said the global warming system is a global military operation to destroy nation states and bankrupt the individual for social engineering, which is exactly what it is. You are facing a scientific military operation. If you're unconscious of it, you will be destroyed and enslaved. Dumbed down. But if you are aware of it and will research it, it's fantastical. It's incredible. You'll be able to defend yourself. You'll be informed. You will accelerate in life, in business, in culture. The coolest thing to be is awake. The most powerful thing to be is awake and strong and focused. And not a chump, not a schmuck, not an idiot, not a sucker, not a Dumbo, not a dodo bird, not a mark. You see, they engineer people to think it's cool to be chumps. Well, not me. And they can sit back on the Young Turks and every other White House-connected whorehouse, and they can sit around with all their little fancy pants, Media Matters and MSNBC, and go, ha, 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 that kook says the government funds ISIS. Ha, ha, ha. That kook says fluoride's bad for you. Ha, ha, ha. That guy says breastfeeding's good for babies. Ha, ha, ha. That guy says plastic additives are destroying our sexuality and giving us cancer. Ha, ha, ha. When the informed people out there know, all I'm stating is admitted fact. One of the big hip-hop websites posted a video where I ran it for just a few minutes about the fake Rick Ross, the fat jail guard that was expert at imprisoning black people, who then goes around acting like a Mac Daddy, you know, up there, an original gangster, which he's not, to make gangster culture look cool. He's talking about killing Donald Trump. And they wrote this article, and folks started attacking me, and then the majority of people came in and said, no, what Alex Jones is saying is absolutely true. And then the response on the big hip-hop site was, by some people, was, oh, he's a racist. Oh, yeah, I'm a real racist. That's why I sit here and talk straight to you and say, you're filled with racism, you're filled with tribal programming from the media, so you're distracted on the enemies that aren't enemies, while the globalists murder you with fluoride, vaccines, and abortion, 51% of black people. A racist will sit here and teach you to be racially obsessed, teach you to have a chip on your shoulder, teach you to want handouts, teach you how to be a gangster so you can be put in prison, not tell you you're being scientifically murdered. How pathetic and weak and stupid to sit there at someone literally trying to haul you out of a boiling cauldron and trying to haul everyone else out, because there's a little secret. We're all in this together. We either haul each other out or we all lose everything. We're all basically paddling for shore. A hurricane's coming in. We're in a rowboat, and you're bitching about me being a racist when waves are starting to lap into it. And if we don't get to shore, that hurricane's going to kill us, you idiots. You like being murdered in your house slow? You like being killed? You like the state taking your kids over and brainwashing them? Then keep watching Melissa Harris Perry, who hates your stinking guts. And she hates my stinking guts as well. That's what all makes us the same. We got red blood, stinking guts. And where's your heart? See that big, fat parasite Rick Ross drinking your blood. Sucking you. Sucking you and your family dry, and you can't even see it. Makes you want to throw up. Now, continuing. Briefly, you're absolutely guaranteed to get your packages if you order in the next 48 hours. We have to cut off saying you can get it by noon Friday, basically. And that's 48 hours. A little more than 48 hours. Anywhere in the United States, if you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, whether it's the off-the-grid, super awesome, cutting edge, super inexpensive comparatively solar generator systems for your house, exclusively available on InfoWarsStore.com, or whether it is 20% off X2 Nation iodine, only until Friday, the Essentials Pack ending Friday, Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Silver Bullet, 33% off, and the discounts go on and on. Deep Cleanse, first sell ever of this product, 17% off. It will sell out by next week. Winter Sun, the best organic vitamin D for under the tongue, 15% off. Key during the winter. Your body doesn't produce it during the winter. Wake Up a Friend coffee special, two bags of what I think is the best coffee out there, is organic, and get a free InfoWars coffee mug, a $9 value with it. Made in America, I should add. Those are the specials we're running, and you can also go in, make your purchase, and then put in the address of friends or family with a little note you can type on there that comes with the order saying Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or, hey, you know, get healthy or, hey, try this, it helped me, whatever your experience is. If you used X2 and it gave you amazing results like you've heard with the 5-star reviews and the callers and myself, if you used Oxy Powder, if you used Deep Cleanse, if you used Silver Bullet, if you use Lung Cleanse, if you used any of these amazing products, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, and it really helped you, and you really liked it, well, then pay it forward. Send a bottle of X2 to your friends and family. Call them up, tell them how to use it. Or order it, if it's, you know, the family lives in your town, and give them the presents Christmas Eve. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you're not buying the products from some big globalist corporation that then gives the money to anti-gun groups or open border groups or the rest of it. You are voting with your dollars, voting with your currency to support an organization that's dedicated to viciously expose the New World Order, to raise the alarm, to blow the big trumpet on the castle wall, to light the sentinel fires, to raise the people. The modern Paul Revere operation, we are the foremost horsemen in the night, riding, warning the people, letting them know what's happening, and trying to get other people to ride with us, to continue to ride into the land and across the world, warning people. It's equivalent of Paul Revere riding 5-6 hours of the night, his horse is exhausted, sweating all over, and riding into a barn with waiting patriots who take that horse, put a blanket over it, give it water, give it grain, and put Paul Revere on another big horse so he can ride right back into the night and continue on a mission, committed. You are those Paul Reveres of your race, color, and creed. And it's time for you to take action. It's time for you to get involved in the InfoWar if you haven't. Many of you have, and I salute you and thank you. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, or we'll answer all your questions and take your order, whatever you'd like, at 888-253-3139. Brain Force. I mean, try what I believe is the ultimate brain pill. I mean, folks try it. They're just blown away. Hillary for Prison shirts. We're not ordering any more of those. Some sizes have already sold out. Hillary for Prison shirts and more. InfoWarsStore.com. But really the best deals are the Essentials Pack, 33% off. Deep Cleanse Pack, 28% off. 20% off Nason Iodine and more. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. Let's now get back into the news here. We've already mentioned that all of the L.A. United School District, arguably the biggest in the country, has been shut down today. No school, not for ice, not for floods, not for wildfires, but for the terrorism that is not terrorism. It's an unspecified threat was received. They're now saying via email mentioning the show Homeland. And so whether this is real or not, I mean, they have police all over the place. You just have the police on call to go in the school. You just station a cruiser outside every school. One cop's good enough for a couple of jihadis. I mean, I'm not sitting there saying I'm the toughest guy around, but I've had folks pull guns on me growing up in Dallas. I took them away from them and pistol whipped them twice. I'm not even going to tell one of the stories. I haven't told some of the stuff. It's just over the top. But I had a buddy that, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, believe me, I don't know where America is that they sit around for 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours before they go into these schools and take action. And they've gotten quicker about it. But, I mean, in the old days, the UT shooter was up there shooting for, you know, 30 minutes or so. Folks went up the tower, a citizen and an Austin cop, and killed the guy. And nowadays, who knows how long somebody would be up in a tower like that, a crazy Marine with a giant brain tumor. And so you shouldn't cancel school. You shouldn't live in panicked fear. That's exactly what the jihadis want. But look at this. Hackers trace ISIS Twitter accounts back to the UK government. U.S. visas continue to be handled by foreign contractors. Wayne Matson has a story on InfoWars.com. NATO nations training recruiting jihadists. Albania and Turkey are supplying fresh troops for Islamic State. That's another exclusive to InfoWars.com, but it links through to all the mainstream media. I mean, it's admitted. Turkish imam in the USA got $500 million in Texas last year alone of taxpayer money to set up radical training schools. He's got billions of dollars worldwide. It's $20 billion, and just in Texas, he gets $500 million a year. He has $25 billion in assets. That's a David Knight report on InfoWars.com. And David Knight and others came to me about 2 weeks ago and said, hey, we want to go cover this. By all means, Joe Biggs, David Knight, you know, let's do it. Let's go. I mean, the media won't cover it. Let's cover it. There's finally lawsuits going on about it, so maybe this will get some media attention to it, but this is big. And we started on the East Coast at the different radical training centers, but now Texas is obviously in the news with $500 million a year in taxpayer money. You know how much taxpayer money InfoWars gets? Zero, 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 zero. And you know how much the jihadis get? Billions and billions and billions and billions. You know how many mosques Saudi Arabia opens a year in Europe? Over 100. And now they've announced an acceleration to 200 mosques a year, exporting their poorest and most radical to Europe with a deal with Merkel and the rest of these people. And now they're building mosques here. And again, they're not exporting nice, friendly Muslims that I've known that are moderates, that their daughters have freedom. They're exporting basically the equivalent of, I don't want to be mean to rednecks, but these are like hillbilly radical Muslims that are the worst of the worst. I mean, I love how the liberals shoot their mouth all day about country people being racist or bad or backwards when they're some of the most hardworking, smartest people out there. Meanwhile, you talk about backward. Don't let their women come out of the house, basically chain them up. And feminists just think it is the sexiest thing since armpit hair. Braiding their beautiful armpit hair. They just can't wait to have a burqa put on their head and I guess be back slapped, have their teeth knocked out a little bit. Black eye. They're like, oh, it's so liberal. Oh, but you see that other guy? He was wearing pants. Yeah. Yeah, man. Western men. I deserve everything for free. I'd like to.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com and plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
When I start ranting, it's because I can't believe that our government's been hijacked by criminals, the UK government, the EU governments, NATO. Our own top generals, like four of them now, have come out and said, we run Al-Qaeda, we were ordered to run Al-Qaeda, ISIS is Al-Qaeda, 95% of the rebels are Al-Qaeda, they're basically all bad, this is evil, we don't want to be part of it, and then nothing happens. There is an inspector general of the Pentagon investigation now, so I guess something is happening. But it's cut and dry. Congress should be impeaching Hillary and Obama right now. Here's the problem. Lindsey Graham and people like John McCain are both involved heavily with other Republicans in cheerleading just as bad as Obama and Hillary for arming and controlling ISIS. The difference is they didn't actually direct it. They're still guilty, though. Ted Cruz, you know, 2 years ago said we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force in Syria, but he still backs toppling Assad. He's hedging his bet. And that's the one big problem I have with him, because he's really smart. Smarter than I am, probably. Probably one of the smartest guys when it comes to politics. One of the most informed. And he knows well what he's doing. Big strike against Ted Cruz. And I admire Ted Cruz. Big strike against Donald Trump that he says, I'll shut down parts of the internet. That's dangerous talk, Donald. I still like him. But as much as I have problems with those two guys, or Rand Paul, acting all, you know, limp-wristed, basically, I say that, try to get him going. It's tough love. They're light years better than Bernie, Hillary, Jeb. I mean, give me a break. The debate's tonight, 7 o'clock, live coverage, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com/show of the live feed, InfoWars.com/2016. Let's make that a link, InfoWars.com/2016. That isn't a URL yet. It will be in 5 minutes. That's the link to share. We'll tweet that out. And please help us retweet it, and I'm going to do a bunch of Facebook mentions tonight, galvanizing folks to come in and watch our live coverage. Now, I don't have time to get to these during this break, but I have Trey Gowdy, Grills DHS official on due process. Obama's Undersecretary of the Army nominee says ISIS is not contained. Obama says it is. North Carolina governor, the feds don't tell us where, when, or who we're bringing in the refugees. Let's play that one first. This is North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory appearing on Fox News to discuss, among other topics, sanctuary cities and Syrian refugees. Now, remember, they're going to track everything you do, spy on you, put you on no-fly list as a citizen with no evidence, no proof. Just to jack with you and set the precedent for extrajudicial control. The IRS now has gotten the law passed where they're going to not let you fly if you haven't paid your income taxes. But no judge, no jury, they just claim there's a problem. This is internal checkpoints, the essence of a tyranny. I mean, that is the most signified, bona fide one symbol. You got to say one thing, not being able to travel when you haven't been indicted or on parole. I mean, baby, that's the big daddy. That's the Godzilla of Japanese monsters. I mean, it's the big kahuna. It's the big red flag. It's bad. Papers and an internal passport. Yeah, and restrictions. You want it, you got it. Any form of slavery you want, it all starts there. And here they are saying they won't tell us who these people are, and they just disappear because security's all a fraud. Our government is run by the terrorists. Let's play the clip.
You have Syrian refugees headed to North Carolina. You oppose that, but you can't stop it, correct?
That's correct. We're not even told by the president. I think the most misinformation is that the federal government and Homeland Security and the president tell each governor when these Syrian refugees come to our state. We are have no communication whatsoever on
you don't know.
When they come, where they go,
we'll
who they are.
We'll be back. And it's all a fraud. It's all a scam.
You are listening to GCN.
The terrorists are getting ready to hit.
And they're going to take all our rights.
The terrorists run the White House.